next guest on Downtown is an Academy Award and Golden Globe winning singer, songwriter, and producer. Perhaps known best for his work co-writing songs from the film Dirty Dancing, like that one, Hungry Eyes, and I've Had the Time of My Life, that he wrote along with our friend Frankie Previtt and Donald Markowitz. He's got a new album out that is absolutely wonderful called The Why Because, and we are so pleased to be joined this afternoon by John DeNicola. John, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, hey, Rich, thanks for having me.
Love the album. It really is terrific, but I have to ask you, now you've been in the business for 40 years or so. Why did it take you all this time to come out with your first solo album?
That's a great question. I don't know. It just kind of happened naturally. I have a studio in New York City, but I also have a studio in our place in upstate New York. And it just unfolded. I don't know. As I was putting the studio in our barn up here, I started, just testing the room out and started recording songs. And one of the first things we recorded was You're the Only One, which is the first song on the record. And it was actually a song that I wrote also with Frankie Previtt that was in the movie Avenging Angelo, a Sylvester Stallone movie. But Steve Holley sang it in that movie. And it was never released as a single. And I always thought that it was a very strong song. And of course, Frankie and I have a little bit of a history. And I started demoing it for other artists to do the way I was hearing it in my head. And when it came to getting a singer, I said, well, who should I get to sing to get this song out there again? And I just gave it a try myself. And people responded really well to it. And so that kind of got the ball rolling and started recording a bunch of new songs.
Well, we played a little bit of your version of Hungry Eyes. I love your take on it. And the video is wonderful as well. And it certainly casts it in a new light for the times we're in.
Yeah, that was actually an idea my wife had for the, the masks and how that sort of reveals our eyes and our need for a connection. And, my son was still here, who is a filmmaker, was still here with us. Just before he left, he did the footage of me in the barn, and then we just asked friends and family and some healthcare workers, and we just said, "Hey, turn your phone sideways and record yourself for like 5 seconds and send it in." And we just edited all those in, and it kind of gets it across. What some of us a lot of us are feeling these days, and the song, obviously people know the song, so it was kind of a natural way to put, I don't know, how do you do videos anymore? We're inundated with visuals, so it was nice to do something that felt it was heartfelt and put across some emotion, So.
Well, yeah, in a world where everybody, well, at least the people who care are out there wearing masks, the focus more than ever is on those eyes.
Right. That was the other thing too, was to sort of a subliminal message of, we're all better off if we're wearing the mask, when we're connecting with people.
We're talking with John DeNicola here on Downtown. Your version of I've Had the Time of My Life is so very different, stripped down, and I think in many ways it makes it even more emotionally powerful.
Well, thank you. That was one that I wasn't exactly sure whether I wanted to attempt to do it because of its, stature in the world. And Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes did a beautiful job singing it, and it's this up, bubbly, big, bombastic, good-feeling song. And I just kept thinking, well, what can I do? I don't want to compete with that. That's classic. So I just went completely opposite and just stripped it down to an acoustic guitar and my voice and a couple of French horns, and that was it. And you know, put it across, and I only did, you know, verse, chorus, and then a bridge, and then out. It's only, I think, only 2 minutes or so. But, you know, it was the only way it was kind of an homage to the song, really. It was recognizing what an effect it's had on my life. And, you know, we've gotten good response from it.
When you look back, and we've talked with Frankie about this before, when you look back on that whole experience of creating these songs for the film, and then what happened as a result, not just the awards, but the fact that this has become such an important film to generations of people now, could you have imagined that at the time? And is it a bit surreal to you?
Well, could we have imagined it at the time? I guess it is all kind of surreal. I've sort of gotten used to it now because it's been a number of years. But it's a blessing that it's still in the American lexicon. I mean, it's sort of amazing because, as you say, it's generational. Where you can get an 85-year-old and an 8-year-old, or maybe not an 8-year-old, but a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, and, you know, they'll say that they love the movie. So it's been an amazing ride. I'm not sure if any of us, including Eleanor Bergstein, the writer of the movie, could have imagined that, you know, this many years down the line, it's still relevant in and can be seen in TV shows, and, you know, where there's a reference to Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner, or I think it was one sitcom where they based the first episode on the Time of My Life song, you know, and just, you know, and then what was that movie, Get Out? That was an amazing use of the Time of My Life in that movie, Get Out. So, you know, it's entered the American sort of lexicon, and we're grateful and proud at the same time.
One of my favorite songs on the album, The Why Because, is Everything You. And our friend Ken Franklin shared the information that a very talented singer and actress, Cassidy Ladin, who sings with you on that. And man, that thing, that just sounds like one of those songs that you've known for years. It's instantly familiar and upbeat and so much fun to listen to.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that also. Cassidy is, she's also singing the harmonies on The Time of My Life on my version there. Cassidy's great. She did, before the pandemic hit, we did a couple of shows, and she sang with me at the shows. You know, she's a talent, and the song was a song I wrote with a woman, Patty Maloney, a while back, and you know, we kind of put it out there to try and get, you know, somebody to cover it, and, you know, I think that song came along for the Why Because towards the end, because I was thinking, yeah, this is sounding great, but I need something, another up song. And that just fit the bill. And I sang it along with Cassidy and kind of redid the tracks. And although we did use the original piano track, which Glenn Burtnick, played, and he just played superbly on it. It just kind of gives it that sort of up, you know, Todd Rundgren, you know, just that bouncy feel, and that was something that we kept and worked around and played with.
The album is The Why Because, and it is just chock full of wonderful songs and terrific performances. You can visit John's website as well at john-dinicola.com. John, we appreciate you spending time to talk with us about it. Love the album, and let's not wait 40 years for the next one.
All right, thanks so much. It's also OMAD Records, OMAD Records.com. That might be easier to hear some of the other music. But yes, johndnicola.com also.
Excellent. Thank you, John.
I really appreciate the time you took with me today, and thanks so much.
Our pleasure. John DeNicola with us on Downtown.